In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Sean Spicer coming up after the bottom of the hour. Right now, our friend Brian Kilmeade. You heard him this morning here on 97.1 FM Talk, and he was on Fox and Friends. He's everywhere, all the time. How are you, Brian?
Oh, good.
You know, there's so many issues that I want to discuss with you, but I want to get to the most important ones, because the way I started my day was watching you walk into work at, I believe, 4 a.m. or was it 3 a.m. at Fox this morning, kind of given the walking tour. It was 4 a.m., right?
It was, I'm up at 3, out of the car at 4.
Yes. So I have several questions that came from this particular video. Why doesn't Brian Kilmeade like gum, for example? There was an anti-gum stance that was taken there. What's the issue?
I cannot take it. It drives me nuts. I actually have to, and it embarrasses my family. I actually can't speak to someone if they're chewing gum. It just goes right through me.
Oh my gosh.
I can never take it. It absolutely, and I have to tell people too. I'm like, hey, ahead of time, if you don't mind, can you not chew that? Because I won't be able to concentrate. And I remember, like, it's in like second grade, my mom chewing gum and just enraged me. So, and then I found out that Kelly Ripa has the same thing. There's a name for it. It's the act of chewing that drives me. It's like a physical reaction.
I've never heard this. That is unbelievable. All right, so we got that cleared up. Why do you have a pair of blue pants that you cannot find the matching suit jacket for? This sounds like a crisis.
A little bit. So, I mean, I have a lot of different wears with different blue suits. And what happened is, somewhere along the line, my darker shade pants got with my lighter shade jacket to the point where people are like, you wearing a blazer? I'm like, is that, you know, you're a little off. I've been trying to catch up to this outfit and rematch it and get them back together. And I just can't do it. So there's always an extra dark jacket and lighter pants and vice versa. I can't. This has been going on for a year.
Oh, my gosh. All right. One final question and we'll get to some more serious stuff. What is bone broth? What the hell is that? And how does it give you the, quote, extra kick you need at noon? Please help me there.
It's extra protein, and it's one of those things where I don't really like to eat until after I'm done with radio.
Yeah, so I'm that way, too. I get that, yeah.
And I'll always have this, it's like chicken soup, but they just said, they looked at a blood profile, and they go, if you could have something like bone broth that would build up the protein and red blood cells, I go, great. So I ordered a bunch, but like an idiot, I didn't just order like two boxes. I was on like the bone broth a month plan. And now I'm getting a box, like a big box that has 16 boxes in it every month. And I can't convince these people to stop sending it to me.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad I watched that video this morning, because this answers so many interesting, inquisitive questions about Brian Kilmeade. Let's talk about some politics. What did you think? I mean, I walked into a Christmas concert for my daughter. The president was just starting. I came out. I still think, in the middle. There was a lot of weaving going on last night in Pennsylvania, but a lot of this is about refocusing, you know, the message on the economy, Brian. I'm just not sure the campaign-style speeches that go on like that is the best way to address it right now, but President Trump's going to do what President Trump does.
Well, a couple of things. What I think he could focus on, too, are the everyday people he brought up. So he brought up a waitress, no taxes on tips. He brought up a blue-collar worker, no taxes on overtime. Someone with Social Security who can now write off a degree to their taxes. So these are things, real-life people benefiting from what's coming next year, let alone people's refunds are going to be greater because the tax structure is now permanent. So And he talked about things that are coming down the pike. What I like is he re-messaged. He didn't say, affordability is a hoax. I got to run. Nobody, you know what he meant. He's like, really? You're coming after me on affordability when you handed me this unaffordable economy? You had inflation up to 9%. I gave it to you at 2.1%. And you think I made the country unaffordable? That's what he was saying. Now he says, yeah, you made it unaffordable. I'm trying to fix it. So that's his new messaging. And I think that that's something that Republicans, that people can rally around. And I think it's accurate. What Trump is running up against is when he says, you know, on day one, I'm going to fix it. On day one, you could start building the wall. And on day 10, you basically seal the border. But on day one, you can't stop economic principles.
Right.
Economic, you know, things that are, you know, who can stop inflation on day one? You're not Superman. No, no super economic. And nobody can do that. So now when it didn't change, the Democrats had a talking point. And then they say, well, he's traveling so much, he's not focusing at home. And he said, use that time last night to say, yeah, I'm traveling. But you know what I'm doing? I'm coming back with trillion-dollar trade deals with these countries. So if I was him, I would just say, okay, I'm going to go and do my rally. You know what I'm doing tomorrow? I'm going to go out to that data center that the MBS is paying $500 million for. I want to see the ground broken. I want to see the plumbers lining up and the pipe fitters. I want to see them, hey, electricians. They're, these people got jobs. I want to see the sites and say, hey, that's UAE. That's Qatar. You know, that's Bahrain. These are the trade deals I got. The European Union, excuse me, Japan is now building in Arizona a Toyota plant. We are now selling, Ford is now selling in Japan for the first time. Can I see that? Can the president roll some of that information, like a
right.
dealership opening up in Japan? So I would do that. You know?
I've got one for you, and I don't. Maybe he did mention this last night. Again, I didn't hear the whole speech. This is a significant story. I think it should be a national story. They are, and I know this is happening in Pennsylvania and elsewhere, but they're refiring up a steel plant here in Granite City across the river, and we're going to add 400 jobs. That is
wow.
incredible. I mean, that used to be an industry that really was part of the sustainability of our region, along with Chrysler that had a plant out where I live. But, I mean, that's a big story, significant economic story.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
It is. And remember he said U.S. Steel and he first said, you're selling U.S. Steel to Japan when he was a candidate. But then he sat down there and looked at the deal and he said, yeah, we'll do the deal. But let U.S. Steel still own it. You know, you come in, you can revamp it, revitalize it, don't collapse. And he said, we won't. So they worked out the deal. Trump did this deal. So now U.S. Steel is back. Yes, it's fortified by a more successful steel company in Japan. But so what? That happens every day. So it was allowed to literally rust away. So that would be something I want to see the president standing in front of that place. Remember, he doesn't have to worry about a Solyndra situation. This is not on spec. We think we have renewable energy, and with Solyndra was a boondoggle. Wasn't it the intention for it to fail? But that steel plant by you is not going to fail. They already got the customers and the money.
Yeah.
You know, the dealership that's being built, you know, the Hyundai dealership being built in Georgia is not going to fail. We know that. I mean, come on. But now they're going to build it, and now they're going to hire the right people, which meaning Americans. So there's a lot of things you could be doing. I'd go to the wall tomorrow. I'd go to the border tomorrow. I'd go from Arizona to Texas to New Mexico, and I would talk to all the Border Patrol. That legion of of media would follow him, and next thing you know, you have a storyline.
Yeah, you know, and I'd have to think, because there's a lot of people talking about what we're discussing right now. You would have to think that, you know, Susie Weiss in the White House, I know that she's chief of staff, not on the campaign side, and a lot of this focuses on the campaign side with the midterms, but they have to be aware of this. And, you know, let's go back to what you said about affordability, Brian, because I think that your interpretation of what Trump was saying is accurate. The problem is what I read this morning in a lot of the publications is he's writing off affordability as a hoax. Or I've even seen some of the, well, these are the never Trumpers. Oh, you know, he's making the same mistake that Biden made. So sometimes Trump's not exactly dialed in on what specifically maybe the messaging should be. But then he gets same thing with Charlotte, you know, very fine people. The context is always missing when it gets reported.
Well, the thing is, Mark, you could choose to do that. You could choose. They're choosing to do that because I did watch, you know, I did watch over an hour of the speech. I did see him say they broke it. We failed. He goes, they gave me it, but they gave me this economy that's broken. Inflation went high. I'm going to fix it. That's his new message. He says it's real simple. He actually outlines. He goes, it's simple. Yeah, it's there is an unaffordable economy, and I'm in a process of fixing it. So, and he's doing everything he can. What I think, and my analogy today was, it's like if the Buffalo Bills jumped out 0-4, and they were 17th in offense, I look at that number and I go, "Don't worry, they have too much talent. They're going to turn it around," and they would. When Trump's numbers are 36% approval on the economy, that's his forte. I look at that and go, "Okay, just right, ready to go, priming the pump. They're rejiggering the offense to win it all." So next year, it's 26, 1 month away, you're going to see all these things that he put together, like the rates got cut and the market soared today. So more of those rates get cut, all of a sudden the housing market unfreezes, and then we begin to see people getting their refunds that are going to be substantial, all the other things that we talked about. The gas is going to go under $2.50 instead of just under $3. And then people are going to say, get diesel down. That will help food. And then select areas in which he removes tariffs. I can see things starting to really hum. And then it doesn't matter, you know, what anyone says.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's what you hear Kevin Hassett and Scott Bessent talking about. I hope they're right on that. So, yeah, you got to start now. And I think that that's what they realize. I know it's early. You have anything planned for Sunday night show yet?
Oh, yeah, I got the whole thing planned. I'm going to lead with James Woods, the actor.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that's going to be great. Frank Luntz is going to be coming on. Wesley Hunt's going to run for governor in Texas. I also got to get his take on Crockett running for the Democratic nomination. And then we got Jimmy Failla joining us. So I think that's my sellout. I think I might have one guest. I forgot. Wait, who is it? Oh, yeah, Marcus Lemonis. From The Prophet.
Oh, yeah, I love him.
I want someone removed from the Trump team, but is involved in business. Tell me what the reality is on the ground.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, on the topic of Jimmy, I'm trying to cross-reference this right now. I think he just got announced to come to St. Louis, and it might be, you remember when you were here, you played The Factory last spring, which is an awesome venue. I think he might be doing The Factory. I'd have to check on that, but I just saw the announcement today.
Yeah, he's a top-level comedian. I mean, radio aside, he's really – anybody who's thinking about going, is it worth it? It's absolutely worth it. I've seen his act a number of times. Every time it's different.
And his show airs right after mine here at 6 o'clock Central on 97.1 FM Talk. Brian, have a great week. We'll talk hopefully maybe next week. You might be off. If not, have a great Christmas.
No, I'm working next week. I'll talk to you
next
week.
Okay, we'll see you then. Thank you.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.